the entry to our new coaches wing. So we'll be hitting the head coach's office first, and then we'll go head down the hall and hit all the offensive and defensive positions. This is the head coach's office. We're getting the furniture set up. He was in here this morning, and we had to put him in another office. So by this time next week, he'll be sitting behind his desk looking at tape and getting ready for training camp. And this is our defensive conference room here. Just put the table in. We got our projector and our screens ready. I think we'll probably be ready on Monday when they come in. Our video department's working pretty quickly to get all the video stuff put in. Our IT department's getting the computers set up. Now we're hitting the offensive. Studesville, Tolbert, wide receivers, running backs. This will be our coffee break area here. Coaches go through a lot of coffee. So this is our new cafeteria. This is our food service line that's going in here. Behind that wall is the new kitchen. The kitchen just started demolition last week. So that won't be done until September 30th. But the rest of this, we'll be serving food Monday. So this is our Gatorade fuel bar that we just put in. This is our whole beverage operation. All of our new shakes will be made right here. Our parking area, we lost about 6 parking spots for our players, but we've actually added another secured lot where our old Bronco team store was. So our players will actually be able to park over in that lot as well and come over. This whole area over here that you're looking at over here is the new expansion. So this is one of our new video towers that we just added. So this one is 45 feet to the viewing platform. So our video staff will be filming all of our practices from this location. We've added another one that's actually being erected today down on the south end. And then we have a more permanent structure on the west side. That one is 86 feet tall. This is our new seating berm. So during training camp next year, since we can't do it this year, this is where everyone's going to be seated. We're going to lay the sod down on the 21st or 22nd, so about a week from now. And then next year we're anticipating being able to host about 6,000 people up on this berm. So it's a much bigger viewing platform. It's still as close to the field as you've ever had out here at Dove Valley. But we have a lot better amenities for the folks, better restrooms, and I think an easier way to get in and out. On our fieldhouse project, we're ahead of schedule, thankfully. Hopefully we can stay that way. But we're still planning on opening this facility November 1st. So the field is actually going to go in probably late September, early October. And we'll finish off the rest of the interior finishes before November 1st. The roof deck is all in place. We're actually got the insulation going on. We have a rubber membrane and then another piece of metal. So we got about 460,000 screws that are going to sandwich all those layers on top of that roof. This is our new media relations room. So again, we're kind of up against a timeline here. We're just finishing some of the drywall work and mud work, but we're expecting to have the media in here by Wednesday next week. So we got a ways to go in this room, but we'll have it ready for training camp for them. This is our new front entry. We pretty much gutted everything. We've moved the front lobby out about 22 feet, added a little more space in there and expanded our media room. But this will be the new front entry. We're getting the tile done right now. Whole tile floor, new reception desk, security desk, and a brand new trophy case in the middle. We always want to have the best facilities. You know, we want something that Mr. Bowen is going to be proud of. You know, so we made a point to, when we're going through this process, is this something that Mr. B would go, yeah, this is nice. So he was always in our mind as we put stuff together.